This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I guess I've always been curious about a lot of different kinds of music. It's all f***ed up folk tunes to me. That's the kind of music I write. Relentlessly eclectic.
That's Jessica Lurie, the relentlessly eclectic sax and flute player in the KNKX studios with her band in 2017. Lurie developed her diverse style during Seattle's grunge era with groups like Living Daylights and the Billy Tipton Memorial Saxophone Quartet. Since then, she's been leading her own groups through original music that's complex but filled with fun. Jessica Lurie playing Calder Circus at the KNKX Seattle studios with her Northwest band. Naomi Moon Siegel trombone, Andy Coe guitar, Ben Feldman bass, and Tarek Abouzaid drums. Lurie currently lives in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in Seattle with cool parents who played music and took her to see lots of concerts.
Yeah, they liked a lot of different kind of music. My dad was a classical player, but both of my parents, yeah, they loved going to all kinds of shows.
Lurie's bands, like Living Daylights, often drew inspiration from other Seattle musicians, including the rock groups who put this city on the musical map.
We were sort of the punky, rocking jazz. Like, we did play in nice jazz clubs for nice people often, but we were very loud at it.
But she reminded us there's plenty of musical diversity in the Northwest.
Seattle's a rock town, but there's the jazz thing, and there's the free thing, and there's everyone's in the Latin band, and then the African band, and then the kind of quasi-Balkan thing, and then there's the sort of, you know, funk groove sideways thing. I don't know. It seemed like it's a lot of eclectic stuff was happening, and I got to play a lot of it.
That's Straight Out of Everything from Jessica Lurie's band at KNKX in 2017. She said the relaxing melody was inspired by both Jewish and Cuban musical traditions and more.
It's kind of a lounge number. I don't know. And I think I wrote it at a time where I was feeling somewhat overloaded, and this was like the Zen meditation of lounge flute jazz.
Lurie closed her set with a twisting, turning original tune called Baba Yaga's Seven League Boots. She said the inspiration came from one of her favorite childhood books about an Eastern European witch who was a character worth writing a song about.
She traveled in seven league boots and she lived in a house on chicken legs. She used to eat people too. It wasn't so great. But this is kind of about her, but it's also about like the young lovers who are escaping her clutches. And they go, nah, nah.
Baba Yaga's Seven League Boots from Jessica Lurie's band in the KNKX studios in Seattle. Though she lives in New York, Lurie stays closely connected to her fans and fellow musicians here in the Northwest.
My mother says I have bicoastalism, like it's a disease. And so I've always sort of had, you know, I've always feel like a Seattleite in New York, but I also am very glad that I get to be out here as often as I do.
And we're very glad that Jessica Lurie is still a key member of the Northwest music scene. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.